Chapter 4. Christine and Raoul's Engagement. The next day, Raoul went to the opera. Christine was still wearing the gold ring, but she was in a very good mood.
"We cannot be married," she said, "but we can be engaged. Nobody will know, Raoul. We can be engaged in secret."
Raoul jumped at the idea. They spent the following days playing at being engaged. They walked in and around the whole opera together, talking and laughing. One day, as they came across a trapdoor, Raoul asked Christine why she never took him to the underground parts of the theater. Christine reacted with fear.
"Never! I will not have you go there," she said. "Everything that is underground belongs to him."
She pulled Raoul away from the trapdoor and took him to look at the view from the roof instead.
"He tells me that he loves me," she said, "but I am afraid of him, and yet I must go back to him. But after tomorrow at midnight, I will be able to leave him forever."
"Why not leave now, Christine?"
"If I do not go back, terrible things may happen," she said. "But come to my dressing room at midnight tomorrow. I will be free."
Raoul returned the following midnight. Christine explained how she met Eric. She heard the mysterious voice in her dressing room. It claimed to be the angel of music. At first, she enjoyed spending time with it. But the voice became jealous and told her not to see Raoul. She started to doubt it was really the angel.
"So why didn't you stop seeing him?" asked Raoul. "I fear the voice, but I care for it too. On the day the chandelier fell, I was worried that you and the voice might be hurt. I saw you were safe, so I went to look for the voice. Somehow, I passed through my dressing room mirror into a dark passage. I found myself with a man wearing a mask that hid his whole face. I was so afraid."
"What happened next?" said Raoul.
"The man took me across a lake to a house. When he finally spoke, it was the voice. I started to cry. The man understood why I was crying, for he said,
'It is true, Christine. I am not an angel nor a ghost. I am Eric.'"
"Oh, I hate him!" cried Raoul. "And you, Christine, tell me, do you hate him too?"
"No,"
said Christine simply.
"Then how do you feel about him?" asked Raoul. "He fills me with horror, but I do not hate him. His life is so sad. And he is the voice. The voice! How can I hate him, Raoul? It's my fault I have to go back. I wanted to see his face, so I pulled off his mask. Oh, horror! There is no light in his eyes. You cannot see his eyes except in the dark. His face is too terrible to describe."
"But why do you have to go back?"
"Because I saw his face. He said, 'You would never return to this ugliness, so I shall keep you here.' I wanted to keep hearing his voice, but I wanted to see you as well. So I lied to him and pretended that his appearance did not bother me. Slowly, he began to trust me. And after 2 weeks, he believed me when I said, 'I will come back.'"
"And you went back, Christine," said Raoul.
"Yes, because I felt sorry for him. Poor Eric. But tomorrow, at midnight, it will be over."
"Tomorrow you will change your mind?" said the Viscount, full of doubt.
"No, I will see him at the house on the lake after tomorrow's performance. Look, he gave me a key to an underground passage that leads to his house. But after that, I will be free. Run away with me, Raoul. You must promise, at midnight."
Christine suddenly turned white. She had just noticed that her ring, a gift from Eric, was gone. She feared what Eric would do if he saw her without the ring. They both looked for the ring, but could not find it. Christine left, feeling her finger the whole time. Raoul went home, concerned by what he had heard. As he got into bed, two eyes, like burning coals, appeared at the foot of his bed. They stared at him in the darkness. Raoul found the matches and lit his candle. The eyes disappeared. He blew out the candle and the eyes reappeared. Raoul always kept a gun by him for protection. He picked up his gun and fired at the eyes. The gunshot made the servants and Count Philippe come running. They found Raoul looking at drops of blood on his balcony. The Count thought his brother had lost his mind. He sent away the servants, and the two Shawnees were left alone. From the passage outside the bedroom, one of the servants heard Raoul say that he would carry Christine away that night. At breakfast the next morning, Philippe handed his brother a copy of the Epoque. He indicated an article for Raoul to read. It is said that there is a promise of marriage between the singer Miss Christine Daae and the Viscount Raoul de Chagny. Count Philippe is against this marriage, but love is all-powerful, and we wonder how Count Philippe intends to prevent this marriage. "Now everyone is talking about us," said the Count, "all because of that girl." The Viscount said nothing and left the room.